Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What you're about to hear is a teaser for the bonus episodes we do for Beast Inside, the Daily Beast membership program. Today, we have a very special Inauguration Day Zoom live episode where we had guest Michael Tomasky, who's the editor at the Daily Beast, join us to discuss all sorts of things, including the pardons, what's going on with impeachment, and what Biden should be doing. To hear this along with all of our past bonus episodes with guests like Cory Booker, Billy Eichner, and Q&As with Rick and Molly, as well as gaining full access to the Daily Beast fearless journalism, head to newabnormal.thedailybeast.com. That's newabnormal.thedailybeast.com.
What do we think of Pardon Palooza?
Well, look, I'm just thinking that the most important thing we've discovered is in healing our nation is that Lil Wayne got a pardon. So, I mean,
Kodak
what,
Black.
What was that?
My favorite part about Kodak Black was like his pardon was also supported by Lil Yachty.
Why do you think he pardoned? Like, what do you think the unifying principle there was besides people who gave him money?
There were a few people that he thinks of as being on the fame planet with him, yeah. Right? Mm. And I think those were like that. That's why the rap stars and there was one athlete on there, and some cat and dog stuff. There's a lot. Excuse me, my cat has decided that she's going to interfere with the stand on the iPad, so I'm going to be bouncing a little bit here. But I think a lot of it also came down to. Some of that's clearly pay-for-play stuff.
Right.
Kellyanne had one on there for a Russiagate guy. And the Bannon one was just a fuck you to everybody. The Bannon one was deliberate trolling. It was just like, fuck you, America. I got away with it. Ha, ha, ha. And now I'm gonna let the worst human being that was ever in my circle get away with it.
I wonder if there's a self-interest angle to the Bannon pardon.
Right, that's what I was wondering.
There might be. There might be.
Like Roger Stone.
Yeah, it's like Bannon knows stuff, you know?
Right.
He knows stuff, but I mean, at this point, he's been out of the circle for so long. I don't think it's as, you know, I don't think there was any like pendant risk from Bannon other than Bannon just, you know. And I also think that at the end of this, I have a theory of this case. It's a little weird. When they said Bannon was coming back around with Trump before the pardon, it was right after the insurgency on the 6th. And I thought, maybe Trump saw that and thought, if only they were better organized and had a sort of field marshal behind them and had an organizing propaganda effort behind them, maybe they would have been effective. I couldn't help but think that.
So you think that's what's coming?
No, I think that maybe what Trump is thinking about is if he's going to form a new party and a new movement, he wants a Leninist organizer like Bannon to do that nationalist populist stuff. And remember, the one person in Trump's world who never fell from grace was Stephen Miller.
Yeah. Right.
And he's been talking to people about, or risen to grace, but he's been talking to people about, you know, keeping the nationalist movement alive, keeping Trump nationalism going.
Mm.
So that may be that, and Bannon's still close to Miller, and Bannon are still in that same circle. So
basically, the two worst people in the administration.
Well, yeah, for sure. And I mean, look, it amused me today that one of the few people standing there on the Oval as they were leaving, or on the South Lawn as they were leaving, was Dr. Sebastian Gorka. The Dragon of Budapest.
But what about the pardons, like the congressman who wrote down the menu of bribes on his congressional stationery?
Yeah, no, look, that stuff is just obscene. And between the pardons and the final fuck you to America, was the executive order that said, oh, yeah, I said my people could never go and lobby and do influence peddling after they're out of office, from out of office. But nah, never mind. But, I mean, it was such a douche move.
But Tomasky,
the swamp.
Do you think that they will? I mean, do they have any lobbying power?
Most of them probably don't, but some will. Sure, some will. And I mean, even if they don't have any lobbying power to persuade the Biden administration or the Congress to do anything, they'll still make $2.5 million a year failing, you know.
Sure, sure. Look, Washington is famous for taking the deputy assistant undersecretary of toilet seat maintenance, and the guy suddenly goes to a lobbying firm, and he's a senior governmental advisor.
Yeah, right.
But who can those people lobby?
They'll lobby Republicans in Congress. You know, they'll lobby.
They can lobby the MAGA. They can lobby the MAGA congressman. and if they, we'll see what happens with Trump. You know, this whole Patriot Party thing may just be him masturbating. Right? It could just be him shit talking. But if it starts to emerge.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.